Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Cork musician Claire Sands is set to perform at Glastonbury Music Festival when the singer-songwriter will be on the acoustic stage this year on Saturday 24th. What an amazing moment that will be. And Claire is on the line right now. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Gareth. How's it going?
Going well. Wow. I'd say, like, if you can sleep at night in the build-up to this, it's staggering. I remember meeting Michael Evers, who was the original man who actually got together the whole idea for Glastonbury many, many years back. And I remember he was looking for planning permission for the acoustic stage, but they wouldn't give him any planning permission, the local council, and they said no permission, you know, no insurance, whatever. So he decided what he would do is that he would actually apply for planning permission to build a barn on his farm in the shape of a pyramid, and he automatically got planning permission for it, and that became the acoustic stage. I think it's a great story.
That's amazing. Yeah. Like, he sounds like a total genius, and just the ethos behind the whole festival is incredible.
Yeah, I think his daughter is actually running the festival pretty much from now. I think he's still with us, I would imagine he is, but a real genius. And as you say, he never ever gave up. He would just keep knocking until they eventually said yes to him. How do you feel about taking to the stage?
I feel really honoured and privileged, to be honest, Gareth, and I'm just delighted that it's the music that I've been playing since I was 2 or 3 years old, like sort of traditional music mixed with folk, and that is, I suppose, getting a voice and a stage to be heard on. And yeah, as the first woman from Cork to be playing the festival, yeah, it's a real honour, and just to be in the steps of such giants, like, I think Richard Thompson is on the same day as myself, and there's a really, really strong Irish contingent going over as well, so I'm really, really excited for it. I'm doing plenty of sea swimming here, listening to the Girland before, and I'm just out of doing a kilometre swim off the coast of County Antrim to remain calm and keep the body in shape for it, for sure. Wow. But yeah, it's going to be brilliant. I can't wait.
And I know Mary Coughlan and Brian Kennedy are going to be performing on the acoustic stage too, isn't that so?
Yeah, there's quite a contingent. I think the Mary Wallopers are there as well, and yeah, Steve Earle and Sharon Shannon and a few others. So just people I've admired for my whole life. And I just think it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Like, the honour of playing last year with the Hot House Flowers, I'm just back off a month tour with them around the UK and Scotland and Wales, and it was a great schooling for me, you know, to be playing with these gentle giants in front of thousands of people, and because it's quite overwhelming at the same time. Like, it's like walking into the Gladiators auditorium when you're just this young one from Cork playing the fiddle. But honestly, it was brilliant, and I can't wait to go back in my own right and just to have people singing and dancing and moving and being together, you know, hopefully in a bit of sunshine and not the muck that it usually gets. Look, there'll be no bother either. Well, used to.
Yeah, I remember Johnny Walker, who is also a very well-known DJ on the BBC. Johnny used to love going to Glastonbury, but I think Johnny's 78 now. He still does regular radio work. But he said recently on a radio show, he said, nah, he says, the muck in the tents and cooking food, he says, that's history for me now, you know. But you were there last year to support the Hot House Flowers.
Yeah, I was playing with them on electric violin, so we were tearing it up on the Saturday evening. Yeah, and you know, from the back of that, I've just done a tour with them, as I said, around the UK and Scotland, you know, 22-23 dates. So we've had an absolutely fantastic time going around in a big sleeper bus, and I think the Cork accent was definitely needed amongst all the dubs, I must say. we had a great time, and just as I said, great to go back in my own right, and we'll get the ferry over, you know, pack up the van and away we go. And I think there'll be great spirit and energy there, and especially the acoustic stage always has that Irish contingent, so people tend to stay together and support each other, and that's what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Just, I mean, you stood on it, you played on it. For those of us who have never seen the acoustic stage, it's so unique, isn't it? What is it like to look down at the crowd?
It's mad. Yeah, it's mad. It's hard to see them a lot of the time because there's so many lights, but it's like a massive marquee. It's similar to the marquee in Cork, and just a big open style Moulin Rouge tent, and it's a very, very big stage, you know. But it just comes back to basics as well, and you're there looking at your instrument and playing this instrument that you've played for 25 years, and it there's a great calmness as well, you know, that comes over you. And I was really, really calm, you know. I definitely, before going on, I had a few jitters, but the minute I started, I was like, I've been playing this instrument since I was 3 years old, and coming from 6 or 7 generations of fiddlers, and I was like, I got this, you know, it's going to be fine. And yeah, feeling positive about it as well. And there's a few Cork contingent coming over with me and my team as well, so it's great to just be bringing people over that I know and I trust and have been working with for so long. So I'm feeling good about it anyway. Feeling good about it in the sun.
I can tell. Take me back, like, when you say 3, that's astonishing. I started learning the piano, I think, when I was about 7, but unfortunately I gave it up, and I wish I hadn't. Like, when you're 3 years of age, are you aware of what you're holding and what you're playing?
I think when you come from maybe 6 or 7 generations of fiddlers, there's something very...
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Strange happens in your body, like you feel it in your blood and in your bones. And yeah. I remember getting this tiny little fiddle. I could barely put my hand around it, but I was definitely very conscious. And then just going to all the music festivals with my parents, you know, up to Willie Clancy Week and Doolin and all of these festivals, and just being immersed in the music. And our house in Cork, like, I grew up just outside Blarney in Whitechurch, and we just had an open door all the time, and it was sessions every weekend, and just met so many people. So definitely it was in the body, you know. And it's let me travel the whole world. Like, the last 6 months I've been as far as Africa, to all around Germany, Switzerland, the UK, back and forth to the States twice. And it's just playing this instrument and speaking and singing in the language that I'm comfortable in. And it's just great to be able to show all these audiences traditional music and folk music, you know, in a different way and in a different light. And it's definitely seems like it's the time for that, and the revival is here, and I've been waiting so 3 years old for it, so I'm delighted that Glastonbury is like, oh yeah, Jesus, traditional music is sort of cool, actually.
You're taking your place at last. Like, when you think of the lineage of the Sands family musically, when did it dawn on you that you were, as it were, sort of taking the cope and putting it around you, and you were wearing the cloak, and you were taking the family into a whole new generation?
I think, Gareth, it's only in the last maybe 2 or 3 years that I had the real confidence and push to do that, and just surrounded by people that believed in me as well. And, you know, I've always balanced out the performing with, you know, working, doing sort of music therapy and community work up in the Cabin Studio in Knocknaheeny, and up in the Cove Foundation in Montanelli, and loads of different work like that has aided and fueled it as well. And that work is just as important to me as playing Glastonbury or whatever. It's all keeps you grounded and back to basics in the community. But I definitely, in the last few years, after I suppose the pandemic and having a wee bit of time to think, I said, yeah, actually I think I can do this, you know. So yeah, it's great to be playing the festival and to be flying the flag, like, for I suppose for Cork and for Ireland in general.
Well, I've no doubt Seamus Begley will, wherever he is looking down on us today, he'll be shouting out for you over the next few weeks, because I know it's going to be a very
busy.
I
hope so.
Yeah, I was so sad to hear of his passing in January. He was a good old friend. He was a wonderful character. Wonderful character. But you're also moving on. You're playing the headline set on the legendary Somerset Festival's acoustic stage, aren't you?
As far as I know, it's just the big acoustic stage on Glastonbury on the Saturday morning. Yeah,
yeah.
So about, I think we're opening that. As far as I know, anyway. As I said, I'm just the back off the back of another tour, so I'm getting back slowly but surely. But yeah, it'll be the Saturday morning that I'm opening the acoustic stage in Glastonbury. So yeah, it should be a bit of cracking.
Great thing is that they're all sleeping there overnight, so they'll be there. It doesn't matter what time you're on stage, they'll all be there for you. So that's one of the great things about Glastonbury.
Yeah. I think people start to arrive from the Wednesday, you know, from what I've heard. And it's a lot of the morning gigs that are really, really nice and intimate, and that people are, I suppose, that are really there with you. And yeah, there's a spill from everyone from the night before that's still awake, you know. Yeah. But what I really enjoyed about it last year as well was all the kids. Like, there was thousands upon thousands of children, and all the kids' areas that they've built. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory style tents, and there's everything that you can imagine for kids, from making musical instruments to jumping into a million and one bouncy castles. So it's always, I'm hoping that all the kids will be there, because they're brutally honest with you and they're always up for dancing and for singing, and so I'm hoping that they'll be definitely driving the stage forward that morning.
Claire, great to chat to you. Have a great weekend, and looking forward to Glastonbury, and hopefully we'll get weather there for you like as good as it is here at home this weekend. Take care.
Mhaoibh breac is Gary. Thanks very much.
Slán tamall. Thanks, Claire Sands there.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.